The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Bon Jovi, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach. I'm Zach. What's up?
What's up, Zach?
How you doing? Fellas, I'm Zach.
How are you, Zach?
I'm pretty good being Zach. I didn't finish my nuts.
Yeah.
Zach Amigo.
Anyway, I'm Zach. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're good. Just happy to be here.
Can you tell us a kooky story about being from the carnival, Zach?
Oh, yeah. One time, here's what it's like being a drug-addicted rainbow. But today, on the special Halloween Spook Show.
A spooky episode.
Spooky episode. Chill in the comments. To my left, from the Panties in the Mouth podcast, some say the best podcast known to man.
Some.
I've got Nate Marshall. How you doing, Nate?
I mean, I'm great. Thank you for being here, Zach.
Yep, the only one who dressed up like Zach. And to my right, also from the Panties in the Mouth podcast.
What do some people say about that one?
What? Wait, what?
When you introduce Nate, you're like, some people say is the greatest podcast of all time. What do some people say about my podcast?
Some people say he's on Nate's podcast. How you doing, LeBearLee.com's Lamar Lee?
I'm okay, Zach.
I'm Zach.
Are we going to keep calling you Zach this whole time?
Well, you better, because I'm Zach.
All right.
I didn't even know we started, you guys, to be honest.
Well, we haven't started yet. Before we get started, how about a quick word from our sponsor? Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best price.
You're doing a great job, Zach.
This is what?
You're doing a great job.
Thank you, buddy. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years.
How
and
long?
They make it 20 goddamn years. And you know what they fucking do? They make it easy to find parts you need at the best possible prices.
That sounds like it could come in handy.
Do you like, when you go to the store, do you like talking to people?
I hate it.
That fucking sucks. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, I hate hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups.
Andy, that's bullshit. My mirror broke on my car. I got to order a new mirror, but I don't want to talk to people.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you what the next part of the copy says. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or if you're a whole building or working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com.
Everyone. That's great to know.
So
if
you're a car guy, are you guys car guys?
Yeah, I mean, you guys aren't car guys. We established that earlier in the podcast. But me, I know what a TriStar looks like. Yeah.
You goddamn monster. So if you're a car guy, right now go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed, as their pricing is already that good.
Goddamn.
Wow, you guys, I got to tell you something. I've been having a hard time buying powders. No.
Well, if you need powders, you ever think about being your own plug for your powders?
What do you mean?
Well, at YoKratom.com, you could, the home of the $60 kilo.
Dude, I love Kratom powder.
Do you have $60?
Yeah.
You like powder?
Yeah.
You know where you need to fucking go?
YoKratom?
YoKratom.com.
Wow. YoKratom.com.
Cool. The home of the $60 kilo.
$60 kilos, that's a lot for $60.
Yeah.
That's maybe at least like 200, 300 pills.
I got to imagine average kilos are going way more than that. So for a man who's a big fan of kilos, this is the most economical way to get a kilo of anything.
If you rap and you want to be able to talk about getting kilos mailed to you, no one ever asks what their kilos of. So get your kilo of YoKratom, so when they lie detector test your raps, you can come out on top.
YoKratom.com, $60 kilos. And we're back.
We're black.
We're back and they're black. Nate LaMere from Pennies in the Mouth. I'm Zach.
R.I.P. Andy. He died.
He died.
He died in a fiery car crash.
He was saving so many orphans. The smoke got to him.
What movie are we watching today?
I know what movie we're watching.
I'm just curious.
Me and Zach, I know what movie we're watching. Today, we're watching Birdemic, Shock and Terror. The first Birdemic just had Shock. They wanted to rework it and add a little bit of terror for this. Might be, I don't know which one, which Birdemic this is. There's too many to remember.
But maybe like three Birdemics. So and we were informed that this was the first one earlier.
I call this one the planned Birdemic. But yeah, so
we should make a COVID pandemic Birdemic movie.
We should. That'll be join the Panties in the Mouth Patreon, patreon.com/PITM, so we can film our Birdemic or their Birdemic movie. I'm Zach.
Dude, Zach, for thank you for plugging it, Zach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Pains in the Mouth Patreon's the best place on earth. But anyway, let's hop into this movie. Pull up whatever app this is on. Go Google Birdemic, Shock and Terror. It's going to be a good-ass time.
Yeah. Where is this? Where what are you guys app? Watching this?
If it's on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime if you want to watch Birdemic. So get it up. Get it ready.
And ladies.
10? You want to do all 10?
Wait, 10. What type of footage we got to roll?
In... 3, 2, 1, roll that beautiful beat. Ladies in the booth, fucking play it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
He's sorry. Zach's fucking drunk, dude.
Damn, I'm Zach and I'm sorry.
He's drunk with power. I like an NR.
I
want to
see the rest of that logo's face.
Yeah, I feel like she had a nice mouth. Oh, this is going to be the horniest.
Without a doubt, dude. Oh, every 5 seconds, you think you're going to see her tits? Think you're going to see her tits? Oh, wait, where's my sound? Dude, I don't have any sound.
I was.
Oh, here we go. Whimsical score playing.
Cool.
Have you ever see? there's some girls I work with, and like they wear masks all the time, but I like accidentally saw one of theirs like the bottom of their face, and I was like, "Oh,
like it was disappointed like,
it
you."
Like, it was just like shorter than it should have been. Do you know?
Like she had less chin than she.
Yeah. Up here is big, but down here is like.
You're like pulling up the mask. You got. I gotta keep going. Where's the rest of that face?
You saw the rest of her skull was tucked into her mask the whole time.
You know, I thought she could fill out a mask.
Got that pancake mouth.
When did this movie drop? I feel like this is the most like recent horror that we've.
This is 2010.
2010. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that's like an 09 Mustang, dude.
Yeah, that's what, every other movie I watch when I'm here is always like old as shit and you know full of flat butts. But this was giving me hope.
So the budget on this movie is less than $10,000. Is what I'm seeing.
That's great. Here. That's always.
Do you know how much it made?
I'll let you know in a second. Right. Feel free to ask questions throughout.
Movie Head Pictures.
Alex, can we make a movie through gas for less than $10,000?
I mean, if Lewis signs off on it, I don't see why not. We have the production.
Dude, we gotta make the real ass podcast story.
It's about an MMA fighter that doesn't figure out success till he starts doing dabs a shitload.
Then he meets another MMA fighter who got his eye knocked out.
What?
That's a Michael Bisping.
Oh, Bisping. Yeah.
That's all right. You guys aren't real MMA fans.
We're not real M&M fans, I know. Yeah. I like the... he literally just like put the camera on the dashboard.
Like phone stabilization. Yeah. Just fucking...
He's picking his son up from his wife's. He told his son to just hold the camera.
I have to go to the mountains to pick up my son from my wife.
Oh, dude, this is... Oh, my God. The way it said supporting cast, this just feels like... This is just he didn't do any research. He's just figuring. He's just like doing what he thinks a movie should be.
Yeah, like he doesn't know who he hired to do what.
Like, yeah, he clearly never put this up against another movie to realize if this looks stupid or not.
He made this on the first iMovie.
Yeah, Maybe.
I can't find any information on how much this made. They're just very all over the place bragging about how it was less than $10,000 to shoot.
Can you see if James Nguyen has done something else? I bet I feel like everybody, I've heard that name somewhere else.
I bet everybody who's like paid for this movie just was like, how much, like how shitty can a $10,000 movie be, and just like watched it for the goof. Like we're doing right now.
Anytime the intro is longer than 5 minutes, the movie sucks.
Yeah, this is like some old ass shit too. Back in the day, where they would have the intro be for fucking ever, and then people were like, "That sucks."
Yo, that's they're in Jersey.
What I if think this they was are like in Jersey? These does it like shitty, windy Jersey roads.
It could be Jersey or PA.
Nah, dude, that's North Jersey. I just saw those. That was Fort Lee. That could be PA. I take it back.
Nah, that feels like some fucking middle of the country. Is this just an ad for a bank? Like it's doing a slow pie.
Dude, it's fucking Vegas. Shout out Skankfest.
Yo, Vegas
not
was
that
so
many trees.
Yeah, Vegas had a bunch of palm trees that were losing fucking leaves on them, so they looked like uncircumcised penises.
Where's that Mr. Coffee at?
Yeah, this was the worst intro to a movie of all time. This,
just like a shaky camera from the passenger side.
For 7 minutes, and then he parked.
What's the license
plate? It was filmed in California, actually.
Oh, gay.
But it does look like New Jersey.
But it does what?
Look like New Jersey, I agree.
Yeah, it has very like small town Jersey vibes to it. Because I feel like California is a state of sin, and you don't have these beautiful like diagonal parking spots in California.
You should never step out of Mustang in a tucked-in polo.
Yeah, right?
That's just...
Dude, he's driving to his fucking night shift at Denny's. What are those fucking dress pants he's wearing, dude?
Yeah, he drove that Mustang from his mom's house to his
job. Whoa, this movie's terrible. This is like a long Instagram reel.
Dude, Zach's putting us on the sweat test right now.
Wait, listen to how bad the audio is.
Oh my Christ.
Yeah, we need to make this movie.
Yeah. There's no boom mics. I can tell.
What was our movie, guys?
The room tone is different in every shot.
Yeah. Every time it jumps.
That lady.
Every time it jumps, you hear the like hiccup.
How much cocaine do you think she did this job for?
Probably not much. Probably about 3-4 grams.
He's like, give me some bumps.
Nah, dude, there's no way anyone making this movie had good cocaine.
Dude, that's Brittany Snow.
Brittany Snow?
Brittany Murphy.
Oh. All right.
Nah, dude, she's reminding me of every like white trash chick in my high school. Where they would just wear a really bright bra under a white beater. It was so hot and trashy.
Yo, that's 2010's fashion premium.
Y'all just missed him like with no shame.
Wait, is he following a woman?
He with no shame as she walked past just started like hard rubbernecking in the seat, then ran out the place.
He gave her one of these.
He gave her meat binoculars.
Humming a humming a humming a.
So
are you from here?
Not really. My mother.
Audio's off.
I'm from San Francisco.
Wow.
What about you?
San Jose.
They dubbed it after.
I remember you now. You were my English class.
I was.
Yeah, I sat 2 seats behind you.
Nah, they just recorded this off a phone recorder. Yeah.
Nah, dude, they did post audio because the street sound was too loud.
Fashion model.
Yo, we can do better than this with
10,000.
I'm telling you, what was our movie?
Not in my town.
Not in my hood. Not in my neighborhood. Not in my hood.
Oh, you know, yeah, it was not in my hood. The movie is Andy moves into a black ass neighborhood.
I dig deep and play a racist.
Yeah, honestly, you look less like Zach and more like a racist right now.
Yeah, right?
Like a gay racist.
I look like a racist who's like, I still support my son, who's queer.
Gotta have a white Blue Lives Matter shirt on.
Get that fresh Kanye.
I was wondering if we can keep in contact.
Sure.
Did you hear the funniest shit Kanye said?
I'm
about to go DEFCON 5 on the Jews.
No, he was talking to that dude, Lex Friedman. And because, like, Lex Friedman's nice Jewish, and he was telling him all the things he didn't like.
Yeah.
And then Kanye said, like, the Jewish media. And then Lex Friedman's like, I don't like that. And Kanye was essentially like, oh, you don't like it because it's redundant? And then Lex Friedman looked pissed, and Kanye's just sitting there smirking.
Kanye West is the funniest man.
Pretty funny.
The crows and seagulls also caused an accident on Highway 101 near the first street exit.
Living in the future.
Authorities are investigating the cause of
the... Is that Alex? This sounds exactly like Alex.
The population of polar bears is declining rapidly. I will give him
credit. That was a good shot.
The melting of snow.
What,
that was
a good shot. The donut shot?
Yeah, that was a good shot.
As the ice melts, the polar bears are forced fake, to move farther north. Although some have survived, it did look many like a have bad died donut. From starvation
yeah.
due to the difficulty of finding enough food, such as seals.
That was the least happy looking news lady I've ever seen.
We gotta fucking.
Also, that TV was a monitor.
We gotta save these polar bears. Yeah.
Yo, they're doomed. We're going to space.
How much was this movie? 50,000? No, 10,000.
Yeah. Most of it was on the car.
Dude,
you guys in the Gas Digital chat right now, if you all send money to
Patreon.com/PITM.
No, send it to Alex. Alex, you collect all the money, and then however much we get, we make a movie with it.
We just make a movie with $4.
That'd be a great like that'd be a great side series for Gas. We raise a bunch of money and have the Panty Boys make a movie.
Yeah. Panty Boys make a miracle.
Anyways, guys, my Venmo is at Alexandra-Scarlotto.
Don't keep the money, Alex.
No, Alex, keep that money.
Dude, I'm having a baby. I need it.
Yeah. Alex, it's another week with no money. She's like, as she's carrying in like lots of diapers.
Just burying gold.
Wow, I've never seen so much no money in my life.
Yo, the filler footage. Yeah. Dude, he literally he creeped on a girl. How far into this are we? Like
12.
10? Well, we've been recording for 12, so we're probably like 10 minutes in.
This movie stinks.
And he literally like...
I'm trying to give it a shot.
All that's happened is...
Wait till you see the birds.
Oh, yeah. I forgot this was a bird movie. It's just been about a guy and his Mustang for the whole time.
One man. One Mustang.
Dude, literally nothing's happening.
Yeah.
No, it's all
it's
B-roll.
It's just driving.
They're trying to fill the time because they probably didn't get enough.
You know what? I think you guys are... This is art. I'm getting into it right now. Right. I see what the director's
vision
is.
Look how slow he's driving on that road where it's at least 40.
You're trying to paint a picture because right now it's no birdemic. So it's just showing you regular everyday life.
Yo,
Everyday demic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. The mundane 9-to-5. That's the real birdemic.
Yeah.
That would also be a great thing with like
clocking in, clocking out.
A lot of dicks coming at him. That's also a birdemic. Thanks, Nate.
Sauna.
Here's my theory about why the movie got made. He bought the car, and his wife was like, "Why'd you buy that fucking Mustang? We didn't have any money for it." And he's like, "I'm using it for a movie."
Dude, the budget of the movie was the Mustang.
Oh, I thought it was just going to be one extra worker walking into this building.
The budget of the movie was the Mustang, dude.
Dude, it's so fun. They're like, they have to show you everything he's ever
what
done.
What does it take to win your business?
Oh, he's a salesman.
Yeah, they're painting a picture, man.
Mm-hmm. He's going to sell birds. He's like, how do I get you to stop pecking out my eyes? What? Is it going to take 10 seeds? 12 seeds? Come on.
Is that where the birds come from? It's because he's selling bunk seed to birds?
Yeah, they're pissed. It's like, there's fentanyl in the seeds.
He's like, hey, what's with all the noise? Yeah. It's a shitty room tone.
$1 million.
Awesome. This is the room.
Why'd it get so cool?
They got the audio in this room for real, though.
Yo, what kind of place would he be working that he's doing $1 million deal in that cubicle?
Without getting it approved or without talking to his boss. Like $1 million deal is just a quick conversation on the phone.
He's one of those Bengali scammers.
Okay, we're getting somewhere. Zach knew what we would like.
What's the over-under on titties? I say there's no titties.
No, it's NR.
It's definitely titties.
You get a pair or two.
It's definitely titties.
For sure hers.
Yeah.
I bet she's an actual porn lady. I bet you could just, like, find her. Yeah, this is a porn. I've seen that particular set before.
So this movie is not rated, which makes Natalie and I believe that there will almost definitely be some titties.
Let's go.
See, I'm just getting...
Thanks, Zach.
It almost seems like a waste to not have them when you're not rated.
A waste of an NR.
Right?
Yeah.
For real.
And it's called Dream That's Models? Come on, dude. There's going to be a room full of titties.
It's making me laugh, too, because, like, just the video quality reminds me of every training video I've ever seen at any job.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah.
And it's got the same music, except it's been...
It's like, when you're in the middle of a birdemic...
Is that the same girl twice?
I thought it was for a second, too. I was like, damn, they got her clumping.
You're kidding.
They put her in a fat suit. It's like, Lord! That's great.
You best get down to Dream Models right quick.
Yeah. I want some greens, some smothered pork chops.
You are welcome. You worked very hard, so here's your chance to impress them.
All white women, for sure, again. Used to look alike.
This movie, at least. Cali white lady?
In the 2000s, from like 2006 to 2014, all white women look like fucking Avril Lavigne.
But they're actually dressed like 2005 white ladies, which is also throwing me off. They're not like 2010.
Like when Paris Hilton was queen.
Yeah.
She's on my mind. I was watching
The Night in Paris?
No. I watched that enough. Memorized it. Dude, that was... you know me. I like a good tight... What? His eyes.
There was a second one.
What'd you say?
There was a second one.
There was more, right?
There was a second one.
No, like, but like within that same time frame, though, right? I probably saw it
a little bit later. A little bit later.
Yo, the room tone.
The unmatched. Yeah, I was just gonna say that. The unmatched tone is crazy.
We gotta save today's Marilyn Monroe. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about Kanye West again. She's out here fucking a white boy with a 10-inch penis.
wait, what happened?
What's up? That's why Kanye went crazy. He didn't comprehend how Pete Davidson could be fucking his wife. And it drove him crazy. He's like, the only way that could happen, the Jews.
Great, I made a big sale today.
Good, fantastic.
Are they dating?
Wait, is this the lady he just met?
It's like, yeah. Hey, please stop stalking me.
I closed a big job offer today with Victoria's Secret.
Ooh.
Let's go. That's probably illegal to like, put that in here.
I think you'll look great in those lingerie.
Thanks.
Wait, dude, can I tell you something that happened the other night?
How about dinner to celebrate your success?
I was hanging. Some girl was like,
"That was fast."
I know a good Vietnamese restaurant.
What?
I'll say it after.
You gotta say it, man.
No, I'll say it after.
There's no not saying.
Sorry,
it,
I was mesmerized with this awful dialogue. Yeah, what were you saying?
I'm trying to at least give the movie a shot.
We were talking, and she was like, "My pussy is just too tight. Like people complain about how tight my pussy is." I was like, "Ah, okay. I missed my shot, didn't I?"
I don't know.
What'd you say?
I said, "Okay."
Okay, yeah, with that context, you definitely. Oh, this guy rules. Oh, we gonna play some ball today? Let me go get my collared shirt. Yeah, dude, you fucked up.
It's killing me. Montana,
dude. That was amazing.
What's with this weather? Heat wave and
they
winter?
Showed the ball brick hard and then just be like, ooh.
I just thought it was real funny that she was like, why would you just. You don't have to.
Where were you guys?
Just at a bar. Yeah.
You should have been like I don't believe you.
You knew her, or that's where y'all met?
No, I knew her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think ladies be trying to have sex with you, and you don't realize it.
I don't.
Your follower count's getting too high now.
He's trying to get...
Pussy could just fall in your lap. You got to take advantage.
Lamar wants to get married, so he doesn't notice that shit.
I don't know this fucking whores.
Well, you better.
Your brain has anti-horror heat-seeking missiles.
Guys, I just didn't know. I thought, and then I was like, wait, anyways, what? Like, why would you say that? Really? Yeah.
Yo, how are we like I know it's true. 20 minutes in almost, and I've heard the word bird once? Like, there should just be like they should, bare minimum, like playing ball and just be like, a lot of birds out today. Anyway, you should get some pussy, dude.
That's a gaming monitor, too.
That's what I said earlier. He turned it off with a remote, and it bothered the shit out of me.
It's so big for the kitchen.
There is 0% chance. It's appropriate. However,
firefighters are hopeful. I mean, that's kind of a bedroom TV for you.
I like how tiny she is on that screen, too.
I know, right? She's so low.
That's what I'm telling you. He, like, the way he's made everything, it doesn't look like he referenced anything. Like, he just did it the first try.
I bet she's sitting at a desk in front of a green screen, and he was like, fuck. Part of these streets of San Francisco will be used as the racing course. Or she's a midget. And the drivers will be Hollywood
celebrities. Yeah, she's a pretty solid proportion for a little.
Who's shorter than a TV?
Do you see how it just froze on her talking?
Hi, my name is Jerry Owens.
Oh, shoot.
I'm from Solar Power Accessories. We have an appointment today.
Okay, so it turns out the director couldn't afford a crew on this movie, so the cast is also the crew.
Oh, really?
So this guy right here just went from boom mic into right at the front door.
Hello, I work for Solar Power Accessories.
No, he's like the movie's lawyer. That's just his suit.
Yeah,
he did have the best audio. Like, that sentence was the most clear sentence of the whole movie.
He must be doing audio.
Yeah, he's trying to be the standout performer.
Look how blown out that is.
What's even better is that, according to IMDb, to make it seem more professional, he made up names for the crew members.
Like when
credits.
We saw the cast?
Yeah, half of those are made up names.
Dude, I don't get shit like this. Like, this guy's clearly so oblivious to how bad this is. 20,000, huh? It's like, dude, just lean into how fucking...
Is there any way we can lower the price?
Are one of those guys the guy that made it?
I'll knock off $1,000.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just assuming that the guy...
I think the guy on the left might have made it.
I'm just assuming that too, right?
Drew Montana made this. Does that guy look like Drew Montana?
Nah.
No?
No.
Dude.
That might be like corporate Drew.
Nah, dude.
That's Drew when he starts working Drew Montana, for Def Jam.
Every white guy gets that hair. Damn, he got stood up. Let's go.
Hi, Dally.
Oh, never
mind.
Hi.
Hi. Nice for you.
Oh, she's beautiful.
You ready?
She is hot. She's hot.
Yeah. But you can also.
What was her job on the crew?
Hot fluffer. She's like, I made everyone bracelets.
UFO.
Shot's way too long.
So long.
Hurry the fuck up, dude. Can we recut Birdemic?
Wait.
It's still going.
It's just holding. Yo, that was amazing. Bro, it held on that fucking end of the thing.
I really love the painting.
This is fine art. You guys are missing the
whole
point.
I do want Chinese buffet.
You guys
now.
Are missing what he's saying here.
Yeah, can we go to K-Pot after this? Let's get some Korean barbecue.
So why did you decide to go into sales?
Why did you decide to go into sales?
I like sales. It fits my personality. Started out as a software engineer. BS computer science.
Is he foreign?
Software development.
Is he foreign? His name's James Nguyen. If
that
is
more sales and marketing type.
No, everyone sounds like
high-tech sales career.
Everyone is talking weird. Like the solar panel guy has like a weird voice.
My BSV stands for bullshit.
I think it's because they're trying to match their mouth.
This guy's Brazilian. Not enough engineer. His first language is Portuguese. I'd bet money.
I work at a startup company called NCT Software.
Actually, I think you're right.
I can see it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, you got Jean-Claude Van Damme mouth.
I'll exercise that stock option.
Isn't he French?
No, he's Brazilian. I'll walk away tons of he's cash. Portuguese. My Silicon
Valley dream. Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah, I believe so.
Thanks.
Can y'all use chopsticks?
Can you look up what Jean-Claude Van Damme is, please?
What do you like about it?
Okay.
I love it.
Well, what he is?
Yeah.
I kind of miss the ladies.
We're so separate with this green dude. There may be something crazy behind us.
No, what if it's not actually Halloween? Like, what if it's just dicks?
Yeah.
What if they just...
Oh, yeah, dude. They leave up the Bye Guys back screen. It's just...
Damn, dude, we're getting pranked.
Yo, it's speaking of gay...
we're just in the middle of a bukkake.
Yeah.
Speaking of gay dudes, did you see
it's like cum shots all over. It's like bottles.
Did you see the funniest headline recently?
What is it?
I guess there was this dude who starred in like these pornos called Let's Go Brandon.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They were like Trump themed pornos called Let's Go Brandon. And apparently he fought off 35 neo-Nazis.
Like the guy playing Trump?
Yeah, this gay porn star in a Trump porn. I think he was Brandon, not Trump in the porn. But yeah, the headline just said he beat up 35 neo-Nazis.
In a gay porn?
No, I think in life. It was like just a screenshot going around.
No way, dude.
It made me laugh. I don't even want to know if it's real or fake.
I think
just
a gay porn star can take out at least 10 neo-Nazis, but there's no way he can beat 35.
Remember that gay porn star? Well, everything by porn star.
Max?
Is that his name? Yeah, Max. Yeah, Max. Max. Just seeing people's porn right next to me is weird for a second.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, these are the scenes I've done. We were just filming with this lady, but it's just like his dick and balls going in.
Like right next to
him. Yeah.
You're right. He's like, this is just my life. That cat is ugly as hell. No.
Damn, why does she have a wallet?
That's an iPod, too. That's a damn iPod.
Oh, is that what that was? No.
Oh, it's in her wallet. Oh.
I like how crooked this shot is.
Yeah.
It's not super crooked, but it's off enough that it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It looked like they were eating flautas at a
Chinese
restaurant.
This shot right here, like,
they're
welcome.
They're going birds, dude. Look at them birds.
Oh. That's amazing.
Those are screensaver birds.
Yeah.
Yo, look at the FPS.
Bro, they have shadow. Look at the shadow. That's crazy.
They're hummingbirds.
You saw, like, the shadow of the birds on the... They're parrots.
Dude, that's... I think
they are parrots, but they're supposed to be hummingbirds.
No, that's from the old Donkey Kong game.
What was that?
Look at these weird alien parrots that are just...
I can hear the Donkey Kong song, but I can't do it. I can't do it.
There's been, yeah. I'm trying to remember the like trying to remember the rap from the 64 version.
Ooh.
Yo, this movie is
with the DK
like 70
DK. Donkey Kong. DK. Donkey Kong is here.
Finally back. Yeah, it's here for you. It's the first member of the DK crew. All right. Bird Demon.
That was worse than this movie.
You didn't play Donkey Kong 64.
Donkey Kong 64 was the shit.
I was a Genesis man. I was playing Sonic.
Yeah, you were playing Dreamcast shit. Dreamcast is dead. I hate Dreamcast. I'm going to be honest.
Yo, old systems hit the moment now where they're all super expensive. I remember when I was in college and I would go to like, there's this place by where I lived in no, it was in Quaker. I didn't live in Quakertown, but I was near Quakertown. It was called Q-Mart. And they had one of those like old video game system shops.
Yeah.
And like, dude, you could get...
A 64 for like $20?
Yeah, dude, you could get a fucking GameCube for like $40. Yeah. Now all that shit's fucking retro.
Because
I remember I was at this place
You told that whole long story. They just showed them walking down the street smiling. Like, you were talking for like 20 seconds about that.
And it was just them walking.
It was just them walking. And so I'm trying to keep up with the movie while y'all are just to fill y'all in.
And so you're letting us know we missed nothing.
You missed nothing.
You want to talk about wrestling?
80% of 80% of this movie is fucking just filler B footage.
Dude,
just,
it's crazy how little has happened.
How long is this movie, Alex or Nat?
Literally, so
I think
far,
it's at an hour and a half.
He meets a girl. He made $1 million sale in his cubicle in the office he works at by himself with some other dude.
Is that her house or his house?
And she's loaded, apparently. Oh, no. She lives with her grandma. Oh,
this movie is an hour and 45 minutes, by the way.
Yeah. They got to make a super cut of this.
Those birds better fucking kill them.
You think of how funny it's going to look when they show up. They just, like, they can't possibly render a whole flock. They got three in, and it was terrible.
It's pretty funny, Nate.
Oh, you seen this already?
I've seen, you know, I'm a nerd. They show clips of this and stuff to make fun of it for being, like, a bad movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it in clips.
Right? Yeah. We had lunch over the weekend.
Dude, that grandma.
That is camera audio, dude.
Yeah. How many black guys do you think grandma fucks? And, she got Karen hair.
Did you say fucks or fucked over?
She's from California, dude.
Now, what does he do for a living?
He's a software salesman.
Under over on how many people in this movie are still alive. She's dead for sure.
Well, it's only been 12 years.
Well, I can understand.
You don't think she's dead?
No, I don't think she's dead.
She's senile, though.
Keep me informed along the way.
Nah, she's an actress, though. She's probably still sharp up there. She had to remember lines and shit. Yo, don't wish death on this lady. That's somebody's grandma.
What about the blonde lady right there? What if
dead,
she's
fentanyl.
Dead?
Yeah.
I've always been Wicker basket in the background. Dead for sure.
What do you mean dead?
Dude, it's a dead wicker basket. I don't know.
If things don't work out.
Probably.
It doesn't hurt to
that light bulb over the stove, dead,
fizzled out.
Yeah, it's dead.
Those knives back there, dull. Food in the fridge, expired.
So expired, dude.
Your advice. Actually, I gotta get going. They probably got catering in there.
I bet that lady does makeup.
Yo, this whole scene is just her going to tell her grandma she got a lingerie modeling gig. This has nothing to do with the birds. All right, over.
Did you see the long hold?
You can't cut.
Dude, like, she held on the thumbs up. What the fuck? Is this the porno?
Let's go.
Whoa.
Is that the guy from The Office that can't play ball?
Yeah.
He got a pack?
Imagine.
Asian. Yeah, yeah, nah.
Wait, is this supposed
just
to be
some rice cakes, dude?
Yeah. The tummy made me think he was going to be a little paggy, but nope.
I immediately
just
assumed.
Just an actual. They got an actual lady from a rub and tug for this scene.
Oh, I was going to say, I immediately assumed it was a massage because she's Asian.
The place is called Imagine Peace. Sound like I'm
doing. And I am at peace when
Alex, Nick, could one of you guys go to that magicpiece.com, see what happens, please?
When I first moved up here, I didn't realize that like 99% of the Asian massage places up here are rubber tugs. Now, that percentage might be high, but like in my experience,
it's also too many.
It feels like it
is. I've never been to any of them here, but I was looking for a real massage, and I was like just scroll, because my back was all fucked up, and I'm like scrolling through, and it's just stock photos of like random Korean women, and I'm like definitely rubbing. Like, it was hard to find one that I was confident wasn't a rub and tug.
How many appointments did you book?
I got a couple today.
Imaginepiece.com is Yoko Ono's website.
I'm trying to confirm PAG, but no.
not PAG.
Yoko Ono, imagine. Okay. Who's Yoko Ono? No, I'm joking.
The CEO's name is Bill Starr.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some great news. Our board of directors has agreed to the acquisition of NCT Software by Oracle Corporation for $1 billion.
I thought he said a million.
A million.
Yeah, corrected you. Billion.
Sorry, bro.
And they're just like, and no fucking snacks on the table. Just this bullshit water.
Yeah, $1 billion, guys, and they all look
you
like
you guys
shit.
Have worked hard, and you've all earned your stock option.
There's nothing on any of the sheets or the boards in the back.
It's all blank.
Dude, you know this scene, just the fact that they had more than four people in it blew their whole budget.
Everybody in this scene worked on it, dude.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it. And then it cut.
Stop clapping.
Stop. This is crazy.
I bet it keeps going. There's probably like two more clappings. Let's go.
So I guess the meeting's adjourned.
If they clap again. Oh, they should have shown another long. If they would have shown a long cut of everybody clapping again, then I would have just known that this movie is a joke.
If you just made a $1 billion business deal, you'd be like,
there'd be so much
coke.
Niggas
be rich.
You'd be dancing on the table.
You would just hear in the background, a milli.
Those tables are just fold-out tables, which it was like multiple fold-out tables. Yeah.
Well, that's how they got a billy. They saved money over there. I hate to be a diva, but can someone give me a Red Bull, please?
Thank you. This guy gets to be Zach for one second.
I'm feeling the power of Zach in me, because I'm Zach. You like
it? Zach's in you.
That's pretty sick.
So what are you going to do with your newfound wealth?
That'd be great if you just exploded Zach in an Andy skin this whole time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I've just been Zach holding my breath like...
I don't think she's materialistic.
You don't think your Victoria's Secret model girlfriend is materialistic? Cards.
If you want to get into their pants,
this is a fool.
You better have a nice
wait. I'm listening.
She's my hot Ferrari. Besides, I love my Mustang, which is a plug-in hybrid. It gets 100 mpg.
I hope you die.
Anyways.
Yo. They slid a quick Mustang ad in there. You didn't hear that? It is a plug-in hybrid.
He spent all his money on that thing.
That was him trying to sell it to his wife mid-movie.
It is a plug-in hybrid.
He looked at the camera like...
That's him you're right. That's him still justifying the car.
Yeah. That's what he spent all the money on for this movie. He's like, oh, shit. I got to figure out a reason to make this movie now. What about the damn Birdemic? There's only been three birds.
That's where he got the Birdemic, because the worst thing in the world for him, such a long establishing shot, that was crazy. But that would
that was good.
The
movie.
One went
what
in
am
like
I trying
a nice
to say?
Dress, and the other one went in sweats, and her I just got fucked clothes.
Yeah, in her Yoko Ono clothes. Yeah.
Good, you finally listened to me.
Why does she have to be Asian?
Why not?
Why does she have to wear like? Yoko Ono.
He pretty
shits.
Womaned her. That's the prostitute he fell in love with. And now
he's like, I will love you long time.
As long as you can imagine peace.
Oh, the thing I was going to say earlier.
Those kind of dresses when girls got big titties are the best.
And they're constantly pulling them up.
Yeah.
And like any.
That's the kind of dress Julia was wearing when I had to slap
Oh, Hambone?
Yeah, Hambone.
Dude, he couldn't control himself.
He could, yeah.
He had a titty dress on.
She was the one who fucked up. She gave him one freebie.
I know. In hindsight.
You did give him one freebie.
I did. I actually did give him one freebie. He just said it again.
Oh, yeah. You were like, what did you say? As in, like, apologize. Dude, that's still one of the funniest moments, having a casual conversation, and then I look over and I'm like, oh, Nate's slapping someone.
Oh, now the backhand.
Oh, he's leaving.
With these panels, the best part too is on I get a reminder every year on my Facebook's memories, because like right before that happened, I took like a fucking "we're all having a great time" picture. So there's a picture of all of us at a bar together, like, yeah. And you just look at the back and you're like, oh, that dickhead doesn't know he's getting slapped.
Look at him smiling.
Look at him just smiling, like, I'm gonna go home not slapped.
Look at his cheeks, unslapped. $4
per watt. On the other, you guys want to start clapping?
That's what he whispered. Yeah.
It's low cost and it uses nanotechnology. That's why we're able to deliver 10 cents.
Nothing
per watt
has happened so far. It's crazy.
So how much funding are you requesting?
This guy's the only
$10,000. It'll buy my Mustang.
At least pay for this movie.
$10 million.
Whoa.
Guys, this is revolutionary green tech.
How long did they not? Okay.
There's no way a ponytail would be in this room.
We're gonna find
no ponies.
Awesome. Yeah, the older white guy I think had a ponytail.
Oh, it was a man pony.
Yeah, it was.
I thought you meant a lady pony.
I don't know.
A lady pony could be in the office.
You think they use this shot again?
Gotta be honest.
That's the same shot, right?
That has to be the same shot as before.
That Mustang is pretty nice.
Oh my God, he just went to some school to shoot this. Oh no, pumpkin festival.
Okay, this movie takes place during Halloween. All right, we're getting somewhere. God damn it, Zach. Zach was like, I'm going to torture them. Yeah. For Halloween, I'll torture the panty boys.
There's so many options.
What they talk about on Bye Guys? Oh, they shut down the Donda Academy?
Oh, yeah, Kanye shut that down.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, because he was about to fucking...
Lemire's like, they better give me my tuition back.
He's about to try to fake make a school like what's his name was for 100 years.
Dr. Umar. I'm gonna make a school. It's gonna be Kanye. He made a school.
No, he did make a school, but it was like you have to like sign waivers to go to the school, which kind of would not be a thing I'd want to do to go to school.
You had to like, yeah, wasn't it like crazy shit where you're like, you're not allowed to tell anyone about anything going on here?
Yeah, it was real Scientology.
That's a huge red flag for a school.
Yeah, learn about critical race theory. With that,
I mean, more than anything, is just can you graduate from that school and then also go to a college and be fine?
Like, yeah, does it go to anything afterwards,
or are they just like, gonna be like, you wasted the last, you gotta go Billy Madison now for the rest of the year?
My teacher told me 2 + 2 = 5.
2 + 2 is, and he just hits a keyboard. It just Now I'm gonna sing a really horny song.
Honestly, that next Kanye.
They ask the kids, "How does rain happen?" And they just go, "The Jews."
That's every answer on every test. The Jews.
Yeah, that next Kanye album is gonna slap. He has to make up for 2 duds in a row.
You thought Donda was a dud?
Yeah,
I thought Donda was alright.
First half of Donda's ass. Second half of Donda's the best album of all time, maybe.
No, I disagree with that. But
dude. Donda stinks.
I was listening to the song Murder to Excellence. The beat on that is so good that I'm like, I can't be Kanye. Do whatever you want. Sell 1,000 White Lives Matter shirts. Yeah. And I tell y'all my thing on that is just Kanye figuring out how to make poor white people spend money like poor black people do on dumb shit. It's like, this isn't racist. I bought it from a black guy. It's an $100 t-shirt.
I don't know
how many people are actually buying that, though.
I think he bought a bunch of them. I think he sold a bunch of them is what they said. Now, I think I heard that on something and didn't know none of my own research, so he might not have sold a single one.
I don't care. Just say shit.
Yeah, you're right, but I do like take a picture. I'm going to Google.
My own research.
Did Kanye sell any of them White Lives Matter shirts? Did he make any money?
It's Candace Owens, wasn't it? No, I'm just saying stuff.
Well, she was there with him.
There's a real bird. That's a real bird.
They got 2 real birds. Cheapy beach. Yeah, that's the kind of beach you want to go to.
Cheap as hell, bird.
Three real birds.
That's the kind of beach weather you just do shrooms. Four real, five real birds.
Uh-oh. If you take out B-roll, this movie's 8 minutes long.
Oh, that's a bird, dude. That's a bird.
A bird in the water.
Yeah.
Ocean bird. Yo, he wears a polo everywhere.
I mean,
that is his whole wardrobe for this movie is Walmart polos.
It's probably his real wardrobe.
Well, for one thing, he has to
this guy had $10,000 to blow on this shitty movie. At least he's loaded.
That was his last $10,000. It's like, I spent everything.
my guess is rich kid.
Yeah.
But, like, not that rich kid.
Yeah.
Like, spoiled, but not, like, generational money. Like, his parents made it that. Like, they made it. They're the ones who made it.
Yeah.
And then he just, they're trying to start the spoiledness.
Yeah. To get a smoker of a lady like that, dude?
Yeah.
I'll just take it from there.
You should have a plan B now. I always do.
He'd already come in there.
Did you see that cut?
Dude, that was the second one.
Yeah.
I didn't want to cut you guys off, but, yeah, there was, like, that's the second of just, like, without changing the view.
They just
like he could easily just show the dumb fucking beach again.
It's like cutting like YouTube videos.
Yeah. He's like, here's what happened to Adrian Chesnut.
So you're saying he's from the future? He figured out YouTube videos.
YouTube was in 2010.
Oh shit. Not like this though. YouTube didn't jump cut in 2010.
Look, they're just.
Look at all them birds.
Get the fuck out of here! That's crazy! Bro, it looks like a Looney Tunes cartoon. Like he's gonna blow it to the bird and then it'll get bigger again?
And start flying?
Yeah. And that was it. They just look at it and then they go back home.
Oh, fuck. Dead bird.
Well, no, going back to grandma's house.
Yeah. She's introducing him to grandma?
Grandma's dead.
I'm a finger the bird your childhood bad.
Oh, no.
I don't think there's any titties in this movie, dude. It's been 45 minutes.
No, the birds are going. Well, you got to wait till the bird. You know how horror movies are. The villain comes out. Then they it's like a palate cleanse.
Oh, yeah. When you get too horny. Yeah.
I just think it's not rated because
they didn't go through the process.
Well, no, because no one who would do the process would be like, no, I'm not spending time on bird demic.
So Natalie tells me you recently.
If she's drunk. She's ready to fuck. Maybe we will see titties.
That was a good shot.
This is the scene. Just he fucks her and her grandma.
Why is there a pan?
Just taking a look.
Because he doesn't know how to shoot.
So are you enjoying your retirement?
Oh, I love the retirement. I was a jeweler for 30 years. And sometimes I miss.
I'd pay money to meet the guy who watches this and goes like,
"No, I really like the
masterpiece."
Do you think you could, in 2010, have made something this coherent for $10,000?
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
You think for $10,000 you could have made something this coherent?
I was in film school.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see you give it a shot. I'm not saying that you couldn't. I'm curious.
Oh, 10,000,
because a camera alone back then, probably at least a rat.
Bro, you could easily. No, wait, what were iPhones like back then?
No, they weren't good.
You could easily
make up some dumb excuse why it's like, we're filming this on our fucking shit dick camera, and then go from there. You know what I mean?
It was probably like a Canon T3 back then.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly the one.
That's what I used to rock with for my MySpace pics and my in the porn.
When
I
you were
making.
Shredded?
Canon T3i. You can shoot video on that.
Oh, yeah. What did I have? The Canon. Yeah, I had the Canon T3i. Yeah. That actually looked pretty good.
Andy Richter.
Thanks. Can I get you anything else?
What an empty bar.
Yeah, right? Hey, baby.
You hear how echoey his voice is?
Yeah. He took his lingerie model girlfriend to a bar that sucks.
Yeah. Rickadilly, dude.
Yeah. A lot of people don't come here because all those girls that got raped. Anyway, what are you doing later?
He rented it out. He's rich now. He's like, I'm renting out the bar for my bae.
I made $1 million sale.
And my company's worth $1 billion.
There's an hour of this left.
His name's Rod. That's so funny. I just figured out his name. 40 minutes into the movie. It might be the first time I heard anybody say it.
See, I thought you were fixated on the fact that it was Rod.
Well, that was part of it.
Because I was laughing. I was like, good Nate, having fun over there.
Now that I'm looking at that lady's face, she got some big teeth.
Wait, is he saying, she just called him a bitch. I think she was saying that you haven't been trying to fuck me and everybody else tries to fuck me right away.
No, she was saying she's not interested in money.
Wait. I just want to hear this.
She was saying she's not interested in money.
Yeah, let's give the movie like. Why
is that? No, listen to her
last
talk.
Last week, the company NCT Software that I work for was bought for.
Like just how echoey and like distant it.
And this week,
My startup company that I founded, Mass Solar, got funded $10 million by Evergreen Capital.
He's autistic.
You said that might happen. Congratulations.
Thanks.
He just made
Craig Robinson.
That's the same nigga who put in the solar panels.
The bar's called Cameron's.
They just put a little hair on him.
Wear this toupee.
Yeah.
You're in charge of wardrobe. Put it on yourself.
Yo, this empty bar has a performer.
Hanging out with my family. Hanging out with my family.
Ooh, summer breeze.
Ooh. Make me feel yeah. Nothing about this
Uncle
move.
Phil score,
yo,
dude.
Uncle Phil's getting pussy.
Big Mama's in the kitchen.
Everybody's wishing that
she's fixing. This guy sucks.
To be honest, he's the best part of the movie besides this lady.
Yeah, I'm grooving right now.
Having us lift apart.
I could definitely, like, this could definitely precede some fucking easy. You know what I mean? You put this on, start some dancing.
I bet this was supposed to be a sex scene, but she was like, no.
It's going to be titties in this movie.
They're
going to
play a full song.
If there's no titties in this movie, Zach legitimately was like, I'm going to torture these guys.
Yeah, Zach hates us.
There's no titties in this movie, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There's no titties, dude.
Dude, they're gonna play a whole song length.
Yo, shut this motherfucker up.
No, I like, look at her. God, look at her getting it.
Who else?
There was one other black person in the back in the corner, but you couldn't really see him. watch when they show the girls again. He's in the back left. The lighting is terrible.
Yeah. And why is this guy only having a show? Yeah.
Oh, no, he's holding the light. No.
Yeah, he's the character.
Oh, no, it's like the... No, it's their shadow.
Yeah.
Because there's just like a crazy spotlight on him.
No, dude, there was other people dancing.
Yeah, they got their own...
There's people behind
there
them
go.
Finally.
These people just got to the party.
Wait, you're not going to hold on that for 9 minutes like you normally do? That's the shot you do slowly?
He's trying to go fuck, dude. Well, okay.
Oh!
Have a mayor.
Wow, I see why
he's
so small.
Wait, was that the TV from the kitchen?
Yeah.
I think that's the same TV.
It is.
This movie's pretty good, honestly.
Yeah, it's like, thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Zach. Shout out, Zach. I'm Zach. Dude. Thank you, me.
Yo, do you think you look divine? Like, that doesn't... Ladies, would you look divine sound good in that moment, or does that just be like, he's gay?
Gay.
I'm still stuck on "you are forever beautiful" from the scene before.
Wait, did he say that?
You'll
yeah,
never get
goes,
old and gross.
Thank you.
He wrote this, dude. That guy got bars.
Yeah, I think this movie has some lines that we might be stepping on.
This kissing is amazing.
The sound of the kissing.
Dude, this is no, shut up.
You're right.
Nope.
No! God. Birdemic, fuck you!
If you're in the feet, though.
Yeah, those are some good feet. I know the feet guys like them a little long, right?
Her feet are dirty! Did you see that?
No, I think that was his feet.
No.
She had a long day of dancing.
It was her feet, dude. Her feet are dirty as hell.
Bro, she was dancing like she was ready to go to the party.
I wish we could go back.
She's probably walking around barefoot.
Dude, her feet are dirty. Ugh.
There's the
At
beach.
Least they're in the motel. Like,
there's the beach
dirty
if you
ass
forgot.
My bed. Yeah. Sorry.
Damn, you just smacked a bunch of jizz.
Yeah, you just helped beat a guy off. What is... Dude, we know what town they're in. We know where they are.
Oh, I think the birds are coming, dude. He finally nutted.
He
nutted the birds.
The birds waited till he jizzed?
Yeah. You're no longer a virgin. We can kill you.
It's just
like, we're going to have a horse demic.
Yeah, that looked like it was like full of horse piss.
That's what I was just
saying. Right?
Yeah.
Dude, they're letting you know every single location in this town.
This is the old West town, dude.
I'll tell you, like, 80% of this movie is B footage. Or yeah. Is that what you call this?
B-roll.
B-roll?
Just like establishing shots and shit.
Hanging out.
And they're just going to be in a city.
Oh, shit.
Having us
get dude stop. That's crazy. Bro, it literally, you remember Rampage?
Yeah.
It looks like Rampage on the fucking NES. Hear,
when the birds fly into a building, it goes, meow.
Look at that one not moving, just facing you like, yeah, I'm a...
Dude, those birds like that can't hover like that.
Yeah, that's what makes us a birdemic, Andy.
They don't follow normal bird rules. Get out here. I don't want no problems.
Dude. Oh, she's about to get her eyes pecked out.
Who fucks and then puts their bra back on? Like, let them things
never
free.
Never came off, dude.
They might fall into your armpit.
Like, oh, you know what? I got some dick and I'm going to sleep. Let me get less comfortable.
Him with his belt back on.
Yeah. And his khakis. And he had his shoes on in the bed.
There's an eagle hovering outside her window and she's like, that's weird.
Wait till she lifts her dirty ass feet up.
The battery's dead on the landline?
The phone cut the birds cut the line, dude. That's Drew Montana. Look at him. They're both mad slow. No.
That looked like his brother, Chet Montana.
Here we go, suicide birds.
They were causing explosions earlier. I'm surprised that didn't explode. Whose motel is this?
Yeah, he did. Yo, he's been doing the most. He's just been trying to prove that she's not there for the money. Yeah. He took her to a shitty bar. He took her to a motel. Like, she is a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah. And he does have money. He's just cheap.
Yeah, he sold it a million. He did it $1 million deal.
Cute little butt.
Yeah.
Is it going to bump?
That should hold him.
They weren't getting it in the first place.
One hit the wall.
And it looked like it died immediately.
Just a bunch of eagles talking shit.
Screeching stops. The next day, they're gone.
They're gone.
Do you know why they stopped?
How the fuck would I know that?
I don't know.
Why would birds do something like that? Why would they just attack?
Birds are always so nice to me.
I don't know.
She does have giant teeth.
Yeah, hold hands. That'll be look.
His belt's off center.
Anybody in here? Come on.
Oh yeah.
Name's Rod.
Ramsey.
This is Natalie.
Nice to meet you. Girlfriend Becky.
Hi.
You want to switch?
Okay? We're all right.
I guess.
Man, those birds were attacking all night, and they just suddenly stopped. We tried to drive away, but I can't find my car keys. I lost them somewhere.
Yeah, they're attacking us too. Yeah, we have a van outside.
Yeah,
you guys are more than welcome to come.
Yeah, I feel like acting in this movie ruins your career. Like, you can't get another gig.
Use these two.
Yeah, even being a part of the crew ruins your career.
Right. Yeah.
Let's also get our backs to each other.
Like, we're a non-birdemic union. You're not allowed to work for us.
Just like this.
You know? Right. It's crazy. Let's go.
Wait, are they armed with hangers going out in a square?
Yeah, metal hangers, though.
You can't even... Oh, he broke them. I was about to say, you can't even steal hotel hangers. It's the same audio from the first time.
This is crazy.
Open the door.
What the fuck?
Becky, oh my God. Those are vultures.
Yeah, city birds. Nigga, it's been eagles, vultures. We saw parakeets earlier. There's no limit to the birdemic. I hope there's chickens that pop. Just flamingos.
Yeah. Oh, look. They got two of them.
Oh, look. He's punching. He's throwing jabs.
Can you imagine filming that scene? Just like, you know he told you. You know he told all these actors, it'll look great in post. Just fucking, it'll be tons of birds flying at you. You'll be batting them away.
Bro, that happened to us when I was in that band, Tune in Tokyo, with Jay and my brother and shit. We had this guy who was, like, filming a music video for us
for
Yo, they have a machine gun.
He has Becky for his gun.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, but this dude was like for a school project, like filmed a music video for us, and he said like,
look at him pointing it right at his chin. My bad.
No, you're good. He said like all the graphics and like because he was gonna make it look like we were in all these different areas, and he's like, it's gonna look so good.
Are you
and
talking
it,
about Ghostship.mov?
Yeah, Ghostship. Yeah, look up Ghostship.mov. You can see my old band's music video. It was clip art like fucking this shit. And he like, dude, he hyped it up for us so much.
It wasn't that bad.
It was garbage.
It wasn't that bad, dude. Remember we watched it on Panties in the Mouth?
This dude, Panties in the Mouth, best podcast on the world. But
yeah, subscribe to YouTube, Discord, Patreon.
Oh, is this guy a military dude that he just happened to be sharing a motel with?
Yeah. That kid got birdemic.
Damn, he got bird. They got the kid.
Damn, yeah, sorry, mom.
Crazy.
And grandma.
They're dead.
Oh, there's a baby.
Is it under the car? Oh.
Come on, honey. Come over here.
Come over here while I point this gun directly at you. Yo, this nigga's got no bird safety etiquette. I mean, not bird. Gun safety etiquette.
You're right. He's just aiming it at a girl.
Yeah.
I'm scared. They killed my mommy.
He's like, don't be scared. Come towards the barrel of this gun.
Yeah, he's like, just walk towards the barrel. Pointed right at you.
They're
is that
coming,
Jamie
dude.
Lannister?
Those are real birds. Nope, never mind.
You thought those were real birds?
I mean, from the distance.
Didn't need to do that.
What's he doing? Why doesn't he fucking start the car? Oh. There was a boy in the trunk?
Yo, did you see
he got one. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, look, the birds are attacking, but in the background, there's just people following traffic laws, yeah. Doing the speed limit.
Yeah. You're stealing a little girl, dude.
I wonder if any of those people know that they were driving past the horror classic Birdemic.
Dude, like, if they warned anyone, and this guy's just running around with a big-ass gun.
like, look. that was
dude, that's such a funny thing to point out. They are just casually driving.
Like, there's a whole shootout.
They could have not shot those cars. They could have easily not shot those cars.
Without a doubt.
To the right, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
That's just the shit bit. In these movies that makes me laugh the hardest, where you're like, you don't have to, like, like, that's not a mistake because you don't know movies. It's a mistake because you're a moron.
Oh, no, the cars. We'll shoot around it.
What's your name,
yeah, like,
sweetie?
These things were literally Susan? Blowing up a city, kamikaze bombing in the fucking things, and people are just
we're gonna make this feel all
living.
Better. Thank you.
Have they said if they're, like,
thanks.
Super strong birds, or are they just pissed off birds?
Dude, the bird kamikaze the gas station.
Because that's my word. Like, I get it if they're mad. How do mad birds just blow up a gas station?
Imagine dying that way. You just fill it up your tank. A bird just kamikaze.
Alu Akbar! No.
A bird with a cigarette in its mouth.
Can you imagine getting Pearl Harbor by birds?
Dude, they're at their like bird headquarters. They're like, one of us can't take out the gas station, but if enough of us, you're like 20 birds in, and they're all just flying at the gas tank.
It's just
they got a whole family now.
What if this took like a hard right turn, and like the guy and the military guy was like, I'm gonna fuck that kid.
Dude, MGD is good.
That's a good dying by bird.
MGD,
beer.
Military guy?
Miller Genuine Draft. Oh, had an ad on the wall.
Okay.
That's a big glare. They shot this whole movie during the day with a spotlight.
Okay. That dude's got camo pants on and a greenish polo, like that's military fatigue.
This dude loves polos, yeah.
So the girl's about to steal candy pops?
Oh, that's when they had the half and half Doritos.
Ooh.
Gee.
Just, why are
what?
We... What? Just holding on pre-made sandwiches for like 5 seconds.
Why did it have to be in the deli thing?
To stay cool.
Are those what those are? Pre-made sandwiches? I thought those were just bricks of cheese.
Maybe they're cheese.
No, think, look, there's ranch in there. I think there's just ranch and cream cheese in there.
I like how this gas station's ransacked after about 20 minutes of a Birdemic.
I mean,
oh no, it's been about a day.
Yeah, they slept in.
It's about to take money. Oh damn!
Damn, they gouged his eyes out.
He got fucking wrecked.
I'll be damned if I let a few eagles poke my eyes to death like that.
That's a pretty good really, effect, though.
You got to really like not put up a fight to let eagles body you like that. Because he was fine. He was fine everywhere else. Yeah, just couched out eyes.
He just liked it. He was wagging it before that.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Yeah.
We just killed this Korean guy.
Let's go, Eagles.
This dude hasn't reloaded once.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Also, why would you waste all
go
that?
Go too big to fly, 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 fly. Yeah.
They can only show one. Look at that. Yeah. That military shit with that polo is so funny to me.
He was chilling, dude. He was on retire. He was on leave.
This looks like that cop sketch we were trying to film.
She gets a gun now.
Oh, they got two.
Hey.
It'd be so hard to hit a bird from a moving car.
Unless you're in the military or a girl.
Yeah, unless you're in the polo division of the military.
Yeah,
this Victoria's Secret bottle just started knocking them out the sky.
Right? She still lives at home with her mom, but she can fucking...
She's the most talented woman.
You're going to go to a plane.
Oh, that's a good outside. That's a good place to go. Outside in an open field.
Yeah.
Mid-birdemic.
Fucking idiots.
Yo, let's just have a picnic mid-birdemic.
This movie's crazy, dude.
The kid looks like he's the man, though. He's got a little Detroit fitted on. Definitely an Eminem fan.
Hey, look. There's an old guy on the bridge.
He's going to jump.
Yeah, look at the liberal pussy.
So wait, the sound just cuts out. That's the movie. That's
yeah,
not us.
No, that's been the movie the whole time.
Okay, I was like, I'm going crazy. We're going crazy. Hey, hey mister, what are you doing over there?
Now go away.
Dude, that's crazy.
Why?
Hey, yeah. I thought I told you to stand back. These birds are contaminated.
Dude, what are you?
Bird flu virus. Now go away.
Bird flu.
Can we just talk about it at the picnic area?
We've been affected by the
you
bat flu, the damn COVID.
Yo, this guy's got the most common sense
we'll talk.
Through the whole movie.
Yeah. How is he safe out here? How are they all safe out here?
The birds don't know.
Birds don't go to water.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Look at those other people just chilling at the beach.
Yeah, the birds only bother them when they're inside. But if you're in the middle of a field on the beach.
Okie dokie, Dr. Jones.
Sir, don't you know that these birds are attacking people?
Yes, it's how I designed it.
No way, they're dead from the bird flu virus.
Bird flu virus?
How do you know this?
I just tested their blood.
Then why are they attacking us?
I don't know. But what I do know is global warming is causing viral diseases such as
I like this movie now.
I told you what he was when I saw that mask.
Dude, I saw a thing that was saying earlier that climate change is bringing back ancient viruses and releasing a lot of methane. So, yeah.
People are really into nostalgia, so people are probably going to be into that.
Yeah, I want a dinosaur disease.
Get leprosy.
We'll get some fucking Cro-Mag disease.
Yeah. I want the disease.
Well, I play my NES.
I want the big forehead disease.
Like the neutrons of currents, they eventually starve and die and wash up on the shore. It's also evidence that global warming is interrupting the birth, mating,
you hear
the
music
cycles.
That they chose for this?
He's so triumphant.
In fact, in the last few
is this
years,
movie supposed to be
a
global warming?
Because of global warming.
Joke's on you, dude. It's about 200 now.
There is an interesting research.
Dickhead.
Birds did attack cave. They used to claw at their eyes and skull, either leave them for dead or and then come back because their injuries are so bad and finally finish off the kill.
Finally.
And the music is definitely appropriate for what's going on.
It's a victorious moment.
Got a little impressive.
is that, a bomb?
It's an upside down gun.
That's what it was, wasn't it? Yeah. He pulled out.
Nobody knows how to hold a gun. In this got a little surprise for him. I'm shooting with my pinky.
I've got my truck and my trailer. Besides,
when they come to get me, I'm going to shoot myself right in the dick.
Yeah. When they come, I'm going to spin my gun and hope the bullets hit them. That would be a great day. You come out double spinning guns.
Fossil fuel related activities is causing global warming. It's killing.
Shut up, pussy.
Yo, he's, yeah,
this shut is, up. You said it too much.
Yeah, this is why nobody gives a fuck about it.
You might as well be like, the birds are here because I'm gay.
Where? We're about to live in domes. Shut the fuck up.
Are those Monsanto's birds?
Look at that guy in the background.
What are those weirdos doing back there?
They can't. It's like, wait till the guy leaves to shoot the shot. It's crazy.
They got God in their sleep?
I don't know when he got God, but he's had to have had that star for like a day.
She's taking a shit. Where's that high Victoria's Secret model of yours? She's back there taking a shit.
Dropping a two spot.
Why don't you just give peace a chance?
What?
Yeah, this movie's lame. Why can't we? It's very California.
Right there.
Ah, that's where your water's going, dickhead. I'll cover you.
Oh, no. She just shot the bird off of her.
She's going to shoot.
I hope she's actually shot the lady.
Yeah, dude. She's dead.
Damn.
Bert. I just wanted to take a shit.
Oh, my God. I killed her.
Run!
Your wife died in her own shit. She died. I don't know how. It wasn't me.
Dead.
Look at me pointing this gun right in your face. They're just pointing them at each other's faces with hands on, fingers on the trigger.
It's crazy.
The trigger discipline is nowhere to be found. Oh, this smells.
Oh, I stepped in her shit.
Wait, I didn't know she shits. I'm glad you killed her.
Damn, dude, he's pissed. Fuck you, you damn fucking birds.
You killed my shitty wife.
He doesn't get to take out any of them. He doesn't get no vengeance.
Missing.
He doesn't get no. He could have
close call.
Been dead. No vengeance.
Bro, it's literally like six birds.
Yo, this lady got killed by one bird.
Yeah. Swooped and hit her right in the mouth.
She was focused on that shit. Did not see a bird barreling at her face.
She's like.
She's like, turtle head's been poking for hours. I gotta take this shit. She's all focused on that.
Get vengeance, husband. Get some vengeance.
I didn't know she shits.
The Eagles killed Becky.
Yeah, we know.
Go birds.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Six and O. Undefeated. At least she can get some tears going.
We can't even shit anymore. What kind of world is this?
Dude, she does have a big mouth.
I don't know what to do.
I don't even know. I'm going to fucking kill myself. I'm going to do it.
Oh, great shot. Solid. Why even go to that shot?
Yeah, I bet the girl's holding the camera in the back.
You're fine.
Did you hear that guy scream?
The guy, woo!
You're honestly pretty safe, dude.
That's like, it's the funniest video fucking ever. It's at like a football game.
Help me!
It's at a football game and these people start fighting. And you see this dad pick up his son who's not that young.
Yeah.
And then he just starts going like,
I see that.
Help me! Help me!
I like how they're shooting directly at this bus that you know doesn't have bulletproof windows.
Yeah. That's how Becky died. She took a bullet to the brain.
Yeah, the girl just... They shot her in the face while she was shitting.
Is that a fake bus?
Let those people know. That's like a tour bus. Ramsey's about to get murdered.
Oh, okay. No, the way it was shot, it looked like it was like a CG bus.
Yeah. It's like one of them Tagalog boxes, buses.
Where's the upstairs to this bus?
Come on, old lady.
Above it.
She's about to get... Where's the other guy?
Oh.
Why don't you want to leave? You just asked him to help you. You just asked him to help you.
Yeah, but they probably know that outside is where the birds are. Like, we don't know why we said that.
How are they going to get food?
Yeah, dude, they haven't once talked about, like, bullets or anything.
Yo, he's just been spraying.
They got unlimited ammo.
Like,
sick easy e-shirt.
The Piccadilly Circus.
If you were...
Oh, what was that?
Would they do piss on him?
Dude.
I think the bird exploded.
No, dude, that was piss.
Yeah, that was piss. Glad I didn't.
He's about to lose his gun, dude. He's about to lose his bull.
Oh, they're clawing at him.
Dead.
Ow. Birds using chemical warfare? Damn, they took Ramsey's. These are just steel shots. Not this one. This one either.
That lady shot in the face. You can see it.
Flat ass birds.
It's a massacre. I'm going out there to
save them. Don't go if you. Oh, they're dead.
Oh, the people haven't moved.
Yo, they're so dead.
I gotta go save them.
You saw them take like 10 minutes to fall to the ground.
They got hit with so much piss. It's truly a birdemic.
Are the kids still there?
The one kid.
They definitely weren't in the car for that scene, though.
Yeah, I feel like they haven't, like, acknowledged the children in a second.
They had to take them back to their parents.
They're just gone.
Oh, there they are.
How much does that gas say?
Yeah, they parked right next to a gas station. Like, they don't know that the birds are just going back to steal more.
Yeah, is this the same one?
Looting.
Hi, the Eagles killed our friend.
The Cowboys.
He's like,
go birds.
I'm sorry, I'm a Minnesota fan.
Well, we need some gas.
Real big fan of the Commanders.
From the Eagle Attack, we are short on gas, but it's $100 a gallon if you want.
What, $100? That's outrageous.
It sounds like real life.
Either you take it or leave it. You know,
he's like, take it up with Biden.
Let's go, Brandon. Dude, this is Obama years. Biden is around.
She's telling him that you can go get candy for themselves. That's this dude just spent $500 on 5 gallons of gas.
It's like, we don't have any money.
What kid just can have free reign to buy whatever they want and grabs a gallon of water?
Those were the instructions.
Oh, that's no, the lady said.
Yeah, grab a water and get whatever candy you want. Why aren't the birds attacking right now? Why are the birds?
Because the sound's off.
Yeah, there's literally no sound. That's crazy. Ah, there they are.
Every time the sound goes off, the birds show up.
Just. It's crazy, man. Bro, that's so funny.
Bird's like, next.
Okay, so we've established it takes one bird to destroy one gas
station. The kamikaze of gas station.
But it, like, did it fly into it or throw something at it?
It just flew into it.
Oh. It was a bird with a slingshot?
I thought it threw more piss at it.
Don't pick up this drifter.
Hello there.
Bird stole my gas, partner.
That's a nice truck, sir.
Howdy. Can you sell me some gas for my truck?
We only have a few gallons and we need them.
We just bought some for $100 a gallon down the street.
$100 a gallon? I've only got 50 in my wallet.
We can give you a ride.
Oh, no, thanks.
Sorry, but we need it.
Oh!
Oh, take it easy. Take it easy. I got an extra tank in the back.
Good, get it.
Whoa.
Still got his gun?
Talk about... I don't know.
This guy just got a Desert Eagle. They should have had the setup for the kids to have the gun ready as soon as he got back there. Bah, bah, bah. Done. Hey, you got a free gun.
I'm going to walk away from my car. Yeah,
no, right. Let's go. Get the gas.
Yo, he was walking away from his car.
Away from his car.
He went far as hell away so they don't have to show, so they can like do the makeup later.
Yeah.
All right, where's the bird?
Pretty good
now?
Though. The makeup's getting good.
Makeup's not bad.
Come on, let's get out of here.
No, dude, you fucking
the gas, you dickhead, and his gun.
And the gun.
The free gun.
And the free car.
Put it on the bigger truck.
One of y'all take the car. Damn.
Dude, they had so much time to realize they left the gas.
Is that a TriStar?
Nothing in this movie happens quickly.
Dude, that TriStar is a good truck right there.
I don't think there's a TriStar.
STR? Say STR? TriStar is a van, right?
I have no clue.
What are you guys, not carmen? You look like a mechanic.
I swore off vans a while ago. You know this. You know this is a touchy subject with me.
We can get some fresh water.
Birds are coming.
Dude, there's no rhyme or reason to this movie.
He's trying to adopt an apocalypse family.
What's he holding? He's got her holding the gallons and gallons of water.
He has a oil.
He has to take care of the gun with his perfect aim. Because he works in a cubicle at a sales job and has perfect aim on this gun.
This is like the place where you get most killed by... Actually, probably not. This might be the safest place.
Nah, dude, you run here with one earbud in so you don't get fucking stolen.
It's too dense for them to fly through, you know?
No, it is. It's good protection from birds. I'll agree with that.
They got to walk at you. You can shoot them more.
Just punting birds.
Oh, that would be sick. Can't do this anymore.
I would love to, like...
You can punch a somewhere.
Bird... I would love to punch a bird in the head mid-dive bomb. That'd be sick. You just like,
meet
waiting.
A head on one. Just, yeah. That's what surprises me if there was acid piss on your face, though.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson?
What happened?
That's the ponytail guy from the meeting? Who's
that? Come on, or shoot. That's what I'm saying. That's why you run with one earbud in. Don't
shoot. That is the ponytail
Peace,
guy
man.
From the meeting,
Peace,
right?
Man.
That guy's in a wig. That's a wig.
You never trust a hippie in a wig.
Peace, man.
I like how it was peace, man. You see that in the bad movies where you're like, no one would talk like that.
Like it's just on the script and they read it word for word.
Yeah. We have to show every inch of what's happening.
Why are you hiding in the tree?
Yeah, stand behind the kids while you point the gun. That's
my house. That's Woody Harrelson?
It did look like him.
That's my house. The birds stay away from it.
You live in the tree?
Sure do.
Why'd they put that on his head?
So
you know he's cool, man, and he does drugs and stuff.
I love trees. They're my family. I look out for them and protect these precious.
Be funny mid sentence. You just hear pop.
Sure.
What are you doing?
Yes, that'll be fine.
No way. It's too dangerous. The eagles might come there.
Stop screaming.
Oh, they won't. You're very safe here in the forest. Haven't you noticed those eagles seem to be going after people in their cars and gas stations?
That's what I said.
It's the dry drought weather that's killing these trees. There's
oh, because they hate industrialism.
Spruce bark
fields are birds are just going to blow up a nuclear
Wait,
plant.
What year was the happening?
I remember when those
I don't know.
Because this is the happening.
What do you mean?
Wait, what's the one, the M. Night Shyamalan movie where, like, all the plants and shit were like, yo, fuck you, humans?
The Happening was 2008. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they're ripping off The Happening, but with birds. Remember? It's because, like, the fucking, the plants and shit were acting up because they were like, you guys aren't respecting the planet enough.
Oh, I do remember this movie now.
Yeah. But it was like a shitty movie, but like the murders and shit were pretty gnarly.
And they were like making people crazy, right?
Yeah, and it had Mark Wahlberg's like greatest part in a movie ever, where the lady's like, "You're trying to kill me," and he's like, "Huh? No. What? I'm not trying to kill you."
He just pointed that gun. He just
each person.
He's been.
I can't. This is my home. I have to stay here to protect these trees from further harm. Enjoy and appreciate these trees while you can.
A hippie and a flannel doesn't go together.
Yeah. Or that net.
I hear a mountain lion. I gotta get back to my. You guys were worried about birds before?
Oh gosh, that's a mountain lion. I gotta skedaddle.
Your birds won't get you out of here, but there's a shit ton of crazy mountain lion.
I would rather take my chances with the birdemic than one mountain lion.
When you hear the sound,
bro, you give me a bat, I'll go out in birdemic. I'm not going near a mountain lion.
I'll crush a birdemic with a bat.
When you hear the sound of the rumbly mountain lion's tummy, that means it's time to go to bed.
Ooh, it's mountain lion o'clock. Time for bed.
They keep starting this these like cuts from right when they hit record.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this way. Sure.
Damn, they're lost in the damn woods.
Mountain lion.
Smells like wood burning.
Burning?
Oh, so much forest fires, dude.
Yeah, they can't do fire. Nothing.
Why would you do that scene if that was your option? You know what? There's like.
No, this is a bit. This movie's a bit.
It's not a bit, dude.
I don't think
so. No, it's a dude with money. He convinced someone to give him money, or like you said, he's rich and this is like his bar mitzvah money or some shit.
I'm going to make a bird movie about global warming.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's like, yo, did you see? Right before this shot cut, the fire went away. And then cut to this. Oh, dude, because
it's so smoky.
You know what they did? They put on the cross dissolve filter, and that didn't. But they didn't put it on the fire. That's so fucking funny. Sorry, it's just a little editing talk.
A little edit talk.
They fixed it on that shot.
Uh-oh, lighthouse scene.
Nah, dude, open field. You're good.
You can't take a shit out here, though. That's the only thing.
You can't take a shit.
That you can't do. As long as you don't shit.
Yes, because the shit will put methane in the air.
Which can't, summons the birds.
The birdemic only fights against capitalism.
Birdemic would be a dope video game, though. Just go around blasting birds out the sky on like a rail.
Yo, you could play it like fucking Dead Rising.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
VR bird.
Wait, Dead Rising was where he's at the mall and shit, right?
Yeah.
Bro, but with birds?
Duck Hunt, dude.
Duck Hunt? It's like VR. Yeah, basically Duck Hunt.
That's way better, yeah. Maya sounds hot. We might be able to see titties.
That's the Asian girl from earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd they find her again?
They're playing John Lennon right now, isn't they?
No way. No way they had the budget for John Lennon in this movie.
I think Let It
Be. Damn!
They died holding hands.
But no, I do think that is a... Because sometimes they'll do that with...
They did play Let It Be, though.
No, they're probably playing a song that has, like, similar sound to it.
Yeah. How are they getting killed from face cuts?
Right? This person's never been even in a fist fight. I mean, that guy should be dead. His throat slit.
That's how I'd kill a bird. Coming at me trying to...
Just grab it by the wing.
Bro, the claws, dude. Grab its claws and just...
That would be sick, dude. Grab it by the wing. Just fucking pull it in half.
All the other birds just stop flying, like, oh,
nah,
shit.
Nah, I grab the bird.
Oh, shit, he's ripping birds in half. We're done.
They start flying
bird
backwards.
Birdemic over.
They start flying backwards, like, y'all didn't know it was like that. Yo, I would grab one bird by the wing and start hitting it like Donkey Kong. Like, boom,
swinging
boom.
It around into the other birds.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. Me too. I'm hungry.
I don't know.
These kids are handling the fact that their families are dead pretty well.
They haven't even brought it up.
Yeah. Nobody's hit one. I miss my mommy.
They got a new family now, dude.
Oh, new mama's a Victoria's Secret model?
Where's the other gas?
You left it behind, you fucking idiot.
Hey, look, a fishing rod. I can go catch some fish.
Another skill I have.
Oh, look, a stove. We can cook it.
He just keeps, oh, look. Everything we need. Yeah, you guys come with me, though. I'm scared to go do it by myself.
I need someone to shoot these birds. Why would you fish? Birds love fish.
Yeah, right? They're just summoning birds.
Yeah.
Bro, how does this movie end?
No camping
or fires.
There's like
20 minutes left.
You can fuck your dog, apparently.
Cool beach.
I don't think you can actually catch fish there. That doesn't seem like fish catching waters.
No, no way.
Let's film with the camera from far away while it's windy.
Yeah. This is one of those, film I would have fell down the stairs. I'm like, ah, fuck,
They made my guy take off his hat.
I don't like it.
That's his family now, dude.
Seaweed?
You and the kids. Yeah, seaweed. You can drive some seaweed.
Seaweed's the best, man. It's good for your health. Is that right?
I don't know.
The kid had a good line.
They didn't even subtitle it. Like, one good line gets no subtitle.
That was actually funny the way she's like, really? He's like, I don't fucking know.
This guy's walking forever.
The ending of this movie is going to be crazy. It's got to be. What did you guys say? It was an hour 40 something? And
yeah,
we got 20 minutes 45. Left. How they going to wrap this up from here?
There's
got
to be like one big ass bird.
There's a water bird, dude.
Just one water bird.
Just get eaten by a wave.
There I think Nat and Alex left. I think they put the green screen up. It was like, this movie
dude, they're
sucks.
Arguing. They're arguing out there. Nat's like, Alex, you have to come back. And she was like, it fucking sucks so much. I can't deal with this fucking movie.
Like, look at it. Who?
He got one fish for four people.
I got a fish.
Did y'all see his face?
I got seaweed.
Good. I'm gonna go to the van and get the stove so we can cook this.
What do you mean, bring the fucking stove, dickhead?
You knew you were gonna get fish.
I know.
They talk like RPG people giving out quests. Like,
yeah.
Yo, dude, right? They hold like they're waiting for you to press X to keep the dialogue.
Oh, they didn't show us. He better not.
He's not
going to
be.
He's not going to skin that shit,
yeah.
Dude.
He definitely didn't debone that or whatever the fuck you're supposed to do.
They're boiling it?
Actually, he might have cut the fins off. Or the arms. I don't see any knife.
Yeah, those kids
anything.
Just been playing catch.
They make soup.
Yuck, I want Happy Meal. Me too. No, you guys,
feed them to the birds.
It's literally mid-birdemic. You have to do
this. It's kind of day two of birdemic. They could hit a McDonald's.
Yeah, there's so many better options.
Yeah, there might be like nuggets in a freezer somewhere. They could just get going.
Deep fry them. Like, all right, look.
Wait a minute. Birds?
Coming to fish?
They have not adjusted their strategy once.
E, A. Did you hear him coming from the distance? E, A, G.
Did you hear Meek Mill start playing?
Hold up, wait a minute. Birdemic.
Yeah. Put up in that ass of mine. Yeah. One of us about to hit the window. Flexing on his. Dude. This is what happened when the Eagles won the Super Bowl for real. Just as many gunshots.
He's not even aiming at the birds.
It's been the same scene over and over again. They go do a thing, the birds show up, and then he shoots a bunch of them from the car.
He's out of bullets.
My Affinity ammo code ran out.
Oh no.
We're doomed.
don't you just drive away?
Yeah.
You got tired?
What if they're like, we just want to talk.
We've been trying to tell you your back light is out.
Yeah.
And you just keep shooting at us.
You're like, excuse me, you showed us some shitty solar panels.
Yo, saw the suicide.
Wait, okay. So they can blow up a gas station.
But can't
but they can only ding up a car window.
Here comes another one, dude.
Oh, shit. Reinforcements.
I like how the dead one slid up the window.
Yeah. What's happening?
Uh-oh, the white birds came. Party's over.
The fucking, what are those,
look,
pigeons?
They're leaving.
They're getting pigeoned away?
Like, oh, look, the pure white birds are here to save us.
The white birds did just scare away the black birds.
Are those doves?
I think they are doves. Quentin Tarantino taught me that those mean good things.
Yeah, those doves would get bodied by those hawks,
eagles,
though.
Dude.
Yeah,
without a doubt. D-O-V-E-S. Doves.
What?
What? So just like six doves show up.
They were like, not these ones. They had a little bird talk.
They're like,
this all makes sense.
They're
to
like,
me now
eagles,
that I'm seeing it.
Eagles, if you just calm down and pull up your pants, chill the fuck out.
I gotta feed my children. Go to McDonald's now, motherfucker. You're free.
All right, let's finish our fish.
Yeah,
and seaweed.
Before we were so rudely interrupted.
Now, you made a good point, Lemaire. They're 2 days into a birdemic. There's still a bunch of shit. Like, you don't have to walk around like it's the apocalypse.
They can hit a White Castle.
There's so much food left over.
Yeah, in and out, they can get something animal style still.
Their clothes are still clean, too, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, he was washing them. If it wasn't so many, if it wasn't so many, if they weren't, like, put
together.
They're
not getting any smaller.
Yeah. He's just looking at the big birds. Like that kid's on drugs.
Oh, yeah, he's a crack baby for sure.
Yeah.
You can't hear them over the waves.
Oh, whatever. Good job. You're back now, huh? We were trying to talk to you guys the whole time.
You guys skipped this movie.
She set an alarm like, oh, I have to hit stop on the recorder.
Allison, that just crawled under the other side of the window.
They're fighting over who gets to stop this movie first.
They didn't go. They got a little further.
Yeah, this is the same
like,
scene.
Can you imagine, like, those birds killed those kids' families, and now they're just watching them fly away as the ocean crashes.
I think they might be in front of a green screen, too. No, that looks real.
Yo, look how long. All right, I'm watching the timer.
Is it over?
Yo, I would love it if it's this for another 10 minutes, though.
I feel pranked.
Yeah, dude, this is crazy. And they're not getting any smaller. Also, why would doves be out on the fucking ocean? That's not where doves live.
Maybe they were seagulls this whole time.
Cass.
Maybe they
Alan
are seagulls.
Whitney Moore. Whitney's a porn lady.
No one
sure.
had one last name.
Nat's mom.
Nancy.
Wow.
Mona Lisa Moon.
Damian Carter, star of the show.
Joe Teixeira. Natalie Yonkers. These are fake names.
Ted Torres.
Milan Lee.
The whole Osborne family. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that right there was Birdemic.
That was a whole Birdemic?
That was...
Yeah, they're still watching.
Venture
they're
capital.
Still watching. It's been like 2 minutes. They just been standing there watching.
They're still fucking...
Directed by James Nguyen. Screen story and screenplay James Nguyen. Cinematography Damian.
Man,
oh, yeah, I think we have to wrap up the show.
I think
now.
We.
Wow, that was. Zach always figures me. Zach, I always figure out a way to one up the movies I show you guys.
Because that was exceptionally awful.
Yeah.
It was impressive how bad it was. Yeah. So I guess the last question to ask is, like, does he know how bad it is?
Wait, you didn't say, there's nothing that says how much this made, right? You said earlier.
There's no, like, clear info on how much it made.
No, no, it's really, it's not available anywhere.
Okay.
That's crazy.
There's no way it made money.
It's been, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah, oh, they're still, and the birds have gotten not smaller. Maybe a little smaller.
Love's Touch, courtesy of Smart Sound Software.
But the thing is, too, I don't think this is looped footage. Like, I think the actors.
You think they just stood there the whole time?
Yeah. I don't,
there's
yeah,
a really
that girl's
good,
moving.
Yeah. Yeah, she's definitely like, seriously, can we get McDonald's?
Like the director was like, just stand here for like 5 minutes, look, and we'll just, it'll be like a quick cut.
Special thanks to the people in City of Half Moon Bay. No one knew you were there. All names and characters portrayed in this production are fictional, no.
Especially right. Global warming.
All right. Got him. All right. Thank you for joining us. This has been a special panty raid edition of Spook Show.
Wait. Follow our YouTube.
Yeah, go. Panties in the PITM on YouTube. Go check it out.
And
check it
Spotify. Out.
And subscribe and like this also.
Yes.
We just put out a new great episode. You guys should check it out.
Hell yeah. Thank you for watching. From mine and yours, I love you. Bye.